to me, enough is enough. They just wanna hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down. Enough is enough. We won't let them hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us
Hey guys, welcome back to the Wrestling Corner with another episode of That Quaffy Podcast. So happy Sunday. I'm your host, as always, the queen of the indies, Tiffany. And we have the returning, it wouldn't be any other way, with Phil Cardigan. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm the returning champ, I feel like.
Yes.
I don't know what I'm a champ of yet, but Are we gonna find out today?
Are we gonna have to make like a coffee belt now, and then like you can go to like even like Cap TV and defend it?
Yeah, but it's nothing with wrestling. I just have to test different coffees.
that's gonna be the thing. We're like, yeah. I'm here. Who thinks they could outdrink me?
Yeah,
with a cup of coffee here.
Let's go shot for shot. You know?
Who do you think would be the first one to like come and challenge you for it?
Probably Evil Kid, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. I think maybe, like, in the future, we're going to have to do one with, like, Kip.
I think so. Yeah. I can't tell if Evil Kip would actually, you know, back in the day when we tagged, he would probably just, oh, we didn't tag. Did we tag? We didn't tag. No, when we were feuding. Mm-hmm. I feel like he would, instead of trying to taste it, he would just throw the hot coffee into my face and just run away and do like this, you know. But... You know, yeah, I feel like you participate.
Yeah, I think it'll be good. I see some people in the chat already. What's going on? I see Laura. I see Ciara. It's a good morning. Here for my coffee. Oh, we got a whole bunch of people in the Periscope going on. So shout out to you guys. Make sure you like the stream. Make sure you share the stream. If you guys got questions for us, feel free. Drop it into the chat. We'll ask it. Just a kind of a chilled stream kind of day. So,
drop it in the chat, or like place it down gently and we'll answer.
We'll pick
you.
It up. We'll answer yeah. it. So we picked four, and we have like a wild card just in case we have the time, because I know, you know, Phil's strapped for time today. So we're gonna go with four, and then if we have time, we'll go for the fifth one. So
this is great.
Which one do you want to try first?
You pick.
All right, so I'm going to grab... Okay, we're going to go with this. So anyway, by the way, if you haven't, I put a poll out on Twitter. So I put out the four types of coffee that we're trying today. Hopefully they don't taste like ass.
Soup ass.
So go vote. Go vote right now. Go tell us which ones, you know, which one do you...
Oh, wait. I'm like. Sorry. Before we begin,
yes.
I got to show off the mug and rock.
Yes.
Ready? So this is my Gizmo Gremlins.
Hell yeah.
Mug.
He's got
he's
it.
A little, he's like a little, oh, you see me? Oh. You know? So, this is huge.
This is huge.
Way more cup than I need coffee right now, but it's fine.
But we're not doing the full cup. We're doing small cups because we've
right,
learned
exactly.
that.
Right, exactly. So, this thing is like...
It's perfect. We can just like mix...
My head.
We can mix all the coffees together with it.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
So I have my monster, you know, one. All right, let's do that butter crunch one.
All right.
Let's do the butter crunch. So the question is, butter crunch. When I first saw this, when I pulled into the box, I was like, is it going to be crunchy?
Well, butter crunch, sorry, I'm like getting up to do my Keurig. But butter crunch is actually my favorite ice cream flavor from Friendly's. So I was very excited to try this one.
Yes. I don't know, maybe we'll get some crunches. You never know.
I don't think there should be any crunchies in here.
Yeah.
I will say that.
But you never know.
Unless it's, yeah, strictly coffee grinds. But
Zach's in the chat. Irvin's in the chat. They all say good morning. Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Is it morning? Oh, it is good morning.
Wow. We're still technically into morning or whatever like that.
Yeah.
Let's go. We got like 20 people into the chat. Again, share the stream. Let's get some people in here. Hang out. Tell us your favorite coffee flavor, if you even drink coffee, or you're just here to see us suffer.
Or you could tell us if any coffee you've drank has tasted like soup recently. Because that might be what we're dealing with right now.
All right. So sad. All right, Mike's coming out.
I'm all brewed up. All right.
All right, I'm almost there. Okay, the little end, you know, when it's like, shh. Come on.
Yes.
I pressed the small one.
Wow, it's really hot.
It smells really good.
It does. I'm getting notes of butter.
Yes.
And crunch.
Okay, but this is what happened the last time. We got fooled. A lot.
Yeah. It's, you know what it is? It's the aroma, and then it tasted like dirty soup water. That's how they get you.
I can't. Dirty soup water. Ciara says every coffee tastes like soup to me.
She's got to try some. We got to try some new coffee then.
All right. This needs to cool down.
This is really...
Can you smell it? You need smell-o-vision.
So, all off the bat, I'm getting notes of, I want to say,
butter,
pecan,
mm-hmm.
and butter.
Yeah, 100%. So, it definitely smells like what it should smell like. Now, the question is,
will it taste like what it smells like?
Let us know in the chat. What do you think? Do you think it's going to be good? Do you think it's going to taste like soup? Do you think it's going to taste like something
last time,
else?
Last time I burnt my tongue, so I'm gonna do this gingerly.
All right, so we're drinking it black first, and then if we need to, we'll throw some shit in.
Oh yeah, I forgot I had milk. All right, do you want to cheers?
Cheers! Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday, yeah.
It tastes like water.
It tastes like soup. I don't understand how something can smell so good, and then you hit your mouth, and it tastes like poop.
I don't know. Does it need something?
How is that possible?
We're going to have to leave some reviews here. I swear to God. All right. I'm throwing some sugar in. I'm going to throw some milk in.
I'm going to throw some milk in. Yeah, this is...
I'll just put like a little bit. This is sad.
Wait. Actually, before you do that, let it... Hold it. This sounds weird, but hold it on your tongue for a second. See how that. Maybe it like has to marinate.
Oh.
Everything I said just sounded weird. just maybe like maybe let's see if we could just expand the flavors.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
All right.
After
it's better.
I did that, it's better.
It's better.
I'm getting hints of soup.
Yeah.
And a little bit of butter now.
Damn.
And before it was just soup.
Yeah, I don't know. Irvin's in the chat says, there's a store just outside of Universal Studios in Orlando. It's got coffee from around the world. The combination, it smells like poopy. Damn.
Not going to Universal anytime soon, so that's good.
Nails in New York's in the chat. What's going on?
Nails. I love Nails.
She says, good morning, fellow Cardiff fans.
I love it.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you for
She's the best.
Joining the chat of us drinking soupy water.
This is horrible.
So, I don't know. Me and Phil still, we said, we're going to take a road trip one of these days. We're going to go to the place in Long Island. I forgot where it was that you can go pick K-Cups. Maybe we'll have better luck at the store. Like, do you think that it's bad because it all came from Amazon?
And dumped commenced. So I think we should, after every coffee, we should do like a dump it or...
Save it.
Yeah.
Dump it or save it.
Dump it or save it.
All right. Well,
that's definitely a huge dump.
Which one are we doing next?
And it tastes like one too. do you want to do the? All right. We got to contrast the flavors now, right?
Yes.
So why don't we do the maple?
Okay. So we both didn't have the same exact one because, like, a lot of them we do have the same. So I have a maple walnut.
Oh!
So
I dropped something.
He has a maple syrup, and I'm kind of really salty about it because I really like maple syrup, especially from Canada.
Yeah, it does say Canada maple syrup, too.
Yeah. Oh, we're trying the maple now. I voted the maple. Did you try that yet?
Oh.
So, yeah, it's not shareable? It should be shareable. The stream is not shareable? It should be.
I'll tell you this. If this doesn't taste like maple, I'm going to get out a bottle of maple syrup and put it in my coffee.
Yeah. Okay. It is shareable. There you go. Ooh, it smells good. I like walnuts. I think those are the only nuts that don't upset my stomach. So.
Yeah. Everything upsets my stomach. I can't relate. You know.
Yeah. So we don't need that around here in that life.
No.
So.
Good stomach vibes only.
Ryan Peterson's Ooh. In the chat.
Ryan Peterson.
Sexy Ryan. As everybody
Sexy
says.
Ryan.
What's up? Thank you for sharing all the streams for us. I appreciate it. Yes, we're just hanging out. We're having some coffee. All
right. Hoping that so here's what I'm gonna like say. Soup. Mm-hmm. Here's what I'm gonna say. Okay, I got a little whiff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this doesn't smell like maple syrup to me. Mine doesn't, at least, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hopeful now because the last one really smelled like buttercrunch, but didn't taste like it. So now I'm hoping it's the opposite, where it tastes like maple syrup.
Yeah, does it really smell? Like, when it came out, like, I smelled the maple. Now I don't smell shit.
Hold on.
Yes, hold we're going to let it. We're going to let it cool down.
Let it cool for a second.
Let it cool. I know that there was a question from Laura that she told me to ask you last night when I was talking to her. She wants to know what's in your coffee that you get all the energy when you wrestle.
Sorry, I was looking for maple syrup. Because I was serious about that. But that's a great question, actually. So in my coffee, it usually varies on who I'm wrestling, right? So if I'm wrestling, a broomstick, then I'm going to put, like, you know, just kind of black and, like, maybe a scoop of sugar. But if I'm wrestling, like, Aaron Rourke or somebody, then it's like, all right, I got a little bit of half Colombian, I got Brazilian blend, and then I got 9 scoops of sugar, and then like 4 shots of espresso. But that varies. That varies.
I like
Sometimes
that.
It's a secret, you know.
You don't need to know. And then we started, me and Michelle, we started the coffee chance.
The coffee. See, the coffee is a little bit different. That might be a little something extra in there. I can't really tell you what it is.
Oh, man. A little something, something.
A little something to get me going, you know? Or slow me down. I don't know. Whatever.
Zach says, when is the match between you and the broom?
The broomstick?
Mm-hmm.
Oof. That's going to be at the Creator Pro Alleyway at midnight, mm-hmm. To be determined. And that's after I have a little something extra in that coffee, you know?
Here comes all the questions. Rob in New York, he says, I feel like I'm lying on Phil's floor. There you go.
Yeah, it's the way this room is shaped. It's I actually, that's hilarious. I never really thought about it like that. But yeah,
definitely.
You are, is basically what I'm saying. Is I'm I have my legs kicked up, and you can't see it. I'm drinking coffee. I'm lying on my back.
CR says, gotta go visit the Village Coffee Market. So many coffee flips. Maybe they'll sponsor us. Sponsor
Maybe.
Us. Because this coffee is terrible. And we want some good coffee.
I might just give this coffee away at some point. Just be like, take it. Or maybe give it to an enemy. I don't know. Who I don't like.
You should. You can use them in your matches.
You know just what I'll do? I'll spit it out at my enemy. And that'll really be like an insult because it tastes horrible. It's not even the fact that it blinds the person. It's just like, oh. Is this supposed to be buttercrunch? Oh, God, it tastes like soup, you know?
Throw it at
That's the psychology of wrestling.
Throw it at Kip. All right, let's taste it, and then I'll go for more of the stuff that's in the chat. All
right, cheers, cheers.
Cheers, clinky.
Clinky.
It tastes like nothing.
It literally tastes like water. It's incredible.
Help us. Help us. Why are we getting back Guandi? I'm about to like...
Maybe you're supposed to activate it on the box or something. Let me read the directions. There's no way. There's no way. I don't understand. Maybe I'm supposed to like clap twice for this thing to work. I don't understand.
I'm crying. I'm done.
Just, oh, here we go. This is how they get you. We love your feedback.
You don't want feedback. Our feedback.
That's why we're, wait, I see free here, but there's a damn barcode in the way. Hold on,
oh my
apologies. Damn it. That's why we're something, get it for free. Post a pic of yourself with this box on your social media pages to be entered to win some coffee. Oh.
We don't want your fucking coffee.
Oh, I'll post a picture of myself dumping it out is what I'll do.
Ciara said that's suffer podcast.
Yeah.
I'm fucking done.
See this? See this? Hold on, let me show you. Let me show everybody something. I have this barcode. I don't know if you can see it, right? There's this barcode, and it says status, and it says okay, because that's the status of a coffee. Just okay.
Oh, God, I can't.
Freaking thing. Sucks.
Oh, man. We got 30 people watching us suffer. All right, let me go back into, like, there's so much stuff going on in the chat. All right. Nails in New York says, do you know what you're doing for the Cap anniversary show yet?
Oh, I don't know yet. I don't know yet. But I will be there. So that's important. And I might have some tricks up my sleeve.
Ooh. He might be throwing the K-cups at his
I might be. You'll see me in the dumpster just tossing these K-cups. That's what I'm going to be doing.
I think you should throw them at Leo Sparrow.
Spinach versus coffee?
Yes. 100%. I'm here for that kind of match.
Spinach actually tastes way better. Here's what I'll tell you. For people who have kids and they want to, like, it's like, oh, you eat your vegetables. And it's like, oh, the kids are like, oh, I hate vegetables. Now, let them try this. Then they'll hate coffee. They'll love vegetables, but they'll hate coffee. That's the punishment.
Let me go on. Zach says, okay, bet, Cap Dark. Someone better get footage. I'll be match of the year. And then he said, body slam someone into all these K-cups. Ooh, there you go. That's an idea.
That's an idea.
That's definitely.
You know what? I'll have a match with the guy who made these K-cups. That's what I'll do.
I'm dead. Let's see what else. Ryan says, there's a coffee company upstate called Motor Oil Coffee that has really good coffee. Not really a coffee drinker as much, but I tried the organic Samaritan blend, and it's smooth and really good hot and cold. Ooh. Okay.
Do they use motor oil in there? Because that's what this tastes like.
He needs that for his matches.
Wow.
Tell Bobby to use them as a basketball.
I will pay this. Bobby to use this as a...
Yes.
This is crab coffee. Boom. Makes it in.
I'm done.
Excuse
I can't.
Me,
this, is,
this, out.
This is a dump.
Milk actually made it worse, if anybody was wondering.
Yes. Dump.
I didn't think that was physically possible.
Absolute dump. All right. Let's move on.
Wait. So what's our rating there? Dump it?
Dump yeah, it. That's a dump. It. That's a disgusting dump. Let's see. Dave says Phil thinks coffee is a transformer or something. Nail says, how's Duffy? Duffy, you see him? He's in the background. He's hanging out.
What's up, Duff?
He's doing a lot better. He's kind of like a weird dog lately since his tooth has been extracted and the cyst has been removed, so he's not as crazy. French toast.
I heard dentists have been using these K-cups to put people to sleep.
I'm gonna need that Thursday. Anyway,
you want to do French?
Yeah,
you
French.
Do French toast.
We're doing French toast.
Great. You want to do French toast or soup water? Because that's what we're gonna end up.
I mean,
anyway.
We're gonna try out the soup water.
Yeah.
Do you think because we're making them smaller cups, do you think that's playing anything in effect into this?
No, I don't think so at all.
You would think that would have like more.
I think it would release more flavor.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Let me read more stuff while that's brewing.
Sorry, I'm filling my Brita.
You're good. Nail says, I love CPA, but I was hoping that you would tag with Dan Housing against the Birds. I'm sure you'll be doing something awesome, though.
I know. Me too. I tried to offer him money for that spot, but he said he just wanted teeth. I was like, I don't have teeth.
Damn. Zach says you would need to choke slam into the K-Cups. Yes. Everybody has to, like, choke slam.
Yes.
Ryan says they don't use motor oil in it, Phil.
They're a loss.
Yep. Matt says, I never noticed that Phil never wrestled in WrestleMania week. Hope Phil does it in 2025. Yes.
Hell yeah, that's a great fact. That's very true. 2025 should be a big year for Phil.
There we go. He'll come out as a gigantic K-Cup. That's what you should do for the Rumble this year.
Oh, gigantic K-Cup?
Yes.
I'll do that maybe for the Halloween.
Yes, the Halloween, like the... That's
everybody
what
can beat the crap out of me because it sucks.
Cups out his eye. I will pee my pants. Nail says, Phil has missed an opportunity to have something comedic on the bottom of his mug.
Oh, yeah. I did.
Awesome. Thank you for everybody, like, joining the chat. Again, share the stream. Make sure you like it. Make sure you're subscribed to Indie Wrestling Corner.
Ooh. Ooh, this smells delightful.
Really?
Yeah. That's how they get
you. I feel like I don't really smell anything, though. See? They're fucking with us.
My glasses are all fogged up.
My Queen of the Indies logo. Shout out to Maria. It was like the first logo that I ever had done for me. And McDuff's there. I'm holding my mic. I'm holding a light tube. I should bring these stickers back. So. He's like staring into me. All right, well, I don't really smell anything, honest to God. So, Ciara says it's going to taste like French soup.
French soup, yeah. Toasted soup.
Toasted soup.
Ready? All right. Clinky.
Clinky. He's got no... I am upset. I'm starting to think these are just... But it's weird.
I'm starting to think I have COVID. I can't taste anything. This is hard. I don't have COVID. That was a joke. So.
I can't. I love podcasting with Phil.
So hot.
The dog is not amused.
No. I was just trying to pop
it. All right, we're going to throw some sugar. I'm going to throw some sugar. This is sad. I this is so disappointing that it's like we're going to have to throw out the entire box and like go on a trip and go get some K-Cups from somewhere else. Because I don't know if it's like that it's been sitting there that we have no taste or...
No, I don't think so at all. This was fresh at our last podcast.
Yeah.
I feel like if I soaked this cardboard right here in water, it would actually have more flavor than... Yeah, it does actually. This musty cardboard that's sitting in my house.
Nail says, are they all the same brand? No, that's the thing. They're all different companies. They're all different companies. There's like Brooklyn like company. There's like this is the box. Like, yeah, it came from Two Rivers Coffee, but it's all like mixed. They're not same companies. There's like a Brooklyn company. There is what else is in there? There's just like, there's ones that don't even really, there's a Cold Stone company in here, you know, Friendly's in here, you know, like there's Java Factory. Like there's a whole bunch of different, you know, companies or whatever like that. So it shouldn't even be like that. Nail said, I'm starting to think you guys don't like coffee. We've been worked.
This is going to make me quit drinking coffee. Oh Lord.
All right, wait, I'm trying to save it with sugar and milk. Okay, I taste a little bit more that it gave it like a little zump or something with it. With like I only put one packet of sugar, but now I taste it like a little bit like
cinnamon. I need an activation code or something to get this thing going. I don't know. This is horrible.
We're gonna have to take a trip. That's gonna have to be our next podcast. We can't even.
We can't do this again.
Yeah. We're gonna have to like go get and see if we can go. Like, yeah, we're gonna pick a day. We're definitely gonna do that. So, Matt says, Phil, do you have funny stories on Matt Cardona? You wrestled him on FWF Live 5.
I do, actually. I do. So that was, I loved wrestling Matt. That was one of my favorite matches. He's so good in the ring, and we both just wanted to have fun. So, you know, the match happens or whatever, and, you know, he liked it. He really liked the match. But he's like, there's one point in the match I just wanted to freaking kill you. And I was like, oh, I was like, did I hit you? I was like, oh, man, I must have hit him really hard or something like that, you know? And he's like, no. If you remember, there was a spot where I ran around the ring and Matt chased me. We were only supposed to do that once. But I did it twice. And Matt got a little out of breath from just chasing me. Around the ring, he's like, "Yeah, we're only supposed to do that once." He's like, "I'm legit. I'm legit chasing you around the ring," and I'm like, "I was just having fun." my cardio was so. I'm not saying he has bad cardio. He's got way better cardio than I would ever. I trained cardio so hard for that match. I was just like, I felt so good. I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna do an extra lap." He's like, "Because Cap, it, like sometimes in that building it gets a little hot, you know." So just that one extra lap, he was like. He's like, yeah. He's like, I was actually trying to chase you for real to stop you. I was like, yeah. Because I did. I ended up getting a little out of breath, too, at that, just from doing that extra lap. But if you watch it, you'll know what I'm talking about. And he was like, yeah. He's like, if we ever wrestle again, I'm never chasing you around the ring again. I was like, yeah. My bad.
All right, this is a dump. I can't. I'm done. Screw this shit. I'm going home. All right, we're doing that peanut butter cup. Let me check the poll.
Hopefully this has an iota of flavor.
Let's check the poll. Let's see. Let me go. That's funny. I'm like looking up myself and I forgot that I changed my at on Twitter. I'm looking up Loves to Dream and I'm no longer Loves to Dream. I'm Queen of the Indie now. On Twitter, so make sure you follow me if you did. I forgot. But yeah, peanut butter cup. So I'm reading the poll. So Maple and Peter Crunch is tying right now. And French Toast is in third. And Peanut Butter is last. Damn.
Yeah.
Watch that be like the best one.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. CR says,
I'm also hoping they found that Matt Cardona story funny because now hearing it back, I guess you had to be there.
It was funny. So says, yeah. I'm going to give some cake cups from the Village Market. No, we want to go there. We definitely want
to
go like.
Yeah, we need to go to the Village.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll just be a good time. We might drag along CPA and Dante with us. Nail says, what did you think of Jack's version of Zack Ryder? That shit was funny.
Oh, that nobody knew that was happening. So that was awesome. That he killed it. He absolutely killed it. And if anybody should have gotten that spot as Zack Ryder, it was Jack.
Yeah.
Jack, as I like to call him, Jack. Because as he idolized Zack Ryder growing up, what full circle way to be Zack Ryder in a match where Zack Ryder is against Kane.
Right.
Or Blue Kane, I should say. Right. Yeah. So he deserved it. He killed it. I'm so happy for him. He did such a good job. And he didn't have to chase him around the ring and want to actually kill me for a second. So.
Okay, by the way, this smells so fucking powerful. The peanut butter.
Oh, wait, did I? Oh, I didn't brew this yet. I was like, I don't smell anything.
You screwed up.
Idiot.
You screwed up. There's 22 minutes left of it, the thing. Yeah, it smells. I am not a peanut butter fan because, like, peanuts upset my stomach, but it's not like I'm allergic to it. It just upsets my, but it's coffee. It's a flavor. I'm allergic. So I'll be fine.
So. I'm allergic to highly soupy coffee. What I'm allergic to.
So when we go to this place, the first thing is we ask the guy, listen, does your coffee taste like soup?
Yeah.
Zach said he voted peanut butter. Let's see. Cool beads. I think you guys were like hanging out with us on Sunday. Like, you know, we still got like 30 people hanging out. Like,
thanks for letting us vent to you about the coffee.
Yes. We do like coffee. It's just,
you know. I'm about to get in my car and go to Starbucks just to taste something again. Or Dunkin'. Anything.
Duffy's not amused. He's back there. Right here. Where my thumb is.
Ooh, this is strong.
I know Dante said to me, like, when is he getting his own version of the show? Well, he's here. He's hanging. He's sleeping.
He's just chilling.
So, good times, good times. That was a fun podcast, the 100th episode of the Indie Talks. So, it's so funny because people are like, congratulations, you're 100. And I'm like, I've been doing this for years. It's just that the Indie Talks version's been like 100 episodes. But, you know, like, I've done so many different podcasts on the channel, you know, so... But yeah, this is very strong. I really need to bring this logo back, as I love this logo. Clinky. Clinky.
Soup.
Soup.
You know? I taste it.
I taste it.
I actually taste it. Holy heck, I taste it.
We did it. We did it. We did it. Let's dance.
Wow. This tastes like peanut butter.
Yes. Oh,
that's
my
crazy.
God. We did it. We finally found one. Nail says, at the last Cap show, there was a big bunch of Cardiff fans behind us. Were they Phil's friends? They were so blown away with CPA's many shirts. I think it's the first time that they saw him.
Yeah, they were some buddies of mine. Sorry, I was actually enjoying this. They were like, we thought you were wacky, like in a good way, mm-hmm. like, you know, with your comedy wrestling.
Right.
And then they saw CPA with 3 shirts on. They're like, oh, he definitely took the cake.
So does that mean peanut butter wins by default? I think so.
You know what?
I'm going to put a little bit of creamer, a little milk in it.
You know what? See this? Sucks for the guy that has to clean that up.
Sweep, 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 sweep. Nail
Speaking
says,
of sweeper, yes. Sweeper, come here, say hi. No, I'm just kidding.
Nail says, we need you guys to make a coffee to buy and just call it soup. Well, I could just like take one of these shitty K cups, right? And I can print a sticker that says Phil's and Tiffany's soup coffee.
I could literally, if I, the next time I don't feel good and I want like chicken broth or something, soup, I'll just make one of these. It's the same thing, right? But this is actually, I might drink the whole thing.
There you go. There you go. We might actually have time to do the wild card. We have a wild card just in case.
We do have.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest. Wasn't the best move dumping all of them out because my wild card is now missing. But we're going to find it. Crap, I didn't think that one through.
Come on now. Oh, God. Nail says, we appreciate Phil getting the guns out at the last show, too. Shout out to those gains. Yes.
Yeah, you can't see it because of the cardigan.
Wait, what, did I put a tweet out that I was like, wait, I'm confused. Aren't we supposed to keep the clothes off or something?
I would have taken my shirt off, but I didn't do abs that day, so, yeah.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, I gotta get tickets for the Cap show, so I definitely think I'm going to come to that one.
This is
going to
be the biggest Cap show in history.
I know.
Literally in history.
I know. I gotta do it. Sorry. My mouth has been in my way for a lot of shit lately. So, I'll be there. And I know that
Listen, I'm going to take a second and just enjoy this, because... Whatever how much this box was, this was the only...
I think we liked one last time.
What? Yeah, which one was that? That was... There's so many bad ones. You know what I'm going to do that's probably really good? Un momento. Hold on.
Okay. Rob says, the brand name for your coffee could be Tips. Nail says, this is all set up for a feud with the Broom. He shows the coffee all over. Broom gets mad. Broom, there's your judge match. There you go. There's your grudge match. There you go.
Listen.
Scavenger hunt.
I got some whipped cream in here, right?
Oh,
whipped cream.
Where's Stan Styles?
Oh, speaking of the broom, right? The broom doesn't have what it takes. So he could talk as much crap as he wants online, but he's got nothing against me.
I like these stories of, you know, we had, what was it, Clip Clop and Bobby Jr. That was fun. Mm-hmm. I got that photo. I had, like, video. It was at a wrestling open. It was in the parking lot. They were kind of fighting each other in the parking lot. I got to find that, repost that video or whatever like that.
Yeah, Bobby loves parking lots. I don't know what it is.
I'm here.
Here, Tiff, give me your glass. I'll put some whipped cream in there for you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. He's making a mess. Where's Style? Stan Style.
Clean that up, actually.
Going on.
You look.
That's crazy. Crazy. I'm looking at the. Let's see. That's
damn
crazy
it.
With the peanut butter.
That was stupid.
Nails goes. Oh my god.
Everywhere.
Oh my god. Did you find your black and white cookie?
Yeah, I did. It's actually in front of my face.
We were talking about this the last. Nail says, is Rob under the table?
I have no comment.
Oh my god. Well, I might as well. I'm going to brew this one while
we're hanging out.
Like,
this place is a mess.
This is going to taste like soup. We're going to end it on a bad note pretty much.
Yeah, we should have ended it on the peanut butter if we only knew.
Yeah, we're gonna have to go to that place. This is sad. I'm gonna have to like clip it and be like, "You need to sponsor us."
I'm actually enjoying the peanut butter. This is quite.
Yeah, pleasant. It's good. I'm almost done with it. Actually, I needed another cup. I went to go walk Duffy before, and then I'm like, "Damn, I need another cup of coffee right now." So I'm kind of like glad that we found a decent one.
Imagine, I'm gonna stay hopeful. I'm gonna say this one blows us away.
Oh, that'd be great.
Pinkies up.
You would think that it would taste like really, really good because. You know, who doesn't like a black
and white
cookie?
I thought the whole box would taste really good.
Yeah, that's kind of like...
But you know what?
Disappointing.
Oh.
Do you feel jittery yet? Is it strong? No, I don't feel jittery.
I don't feel jittery because we've been having one sip and then dumping it out.
Yeah. Well, that's the trick. Like, I told Phil this, like, when we did our original interview for the podcast, that when I did this the first time ever, the coffee podcast... We did 10 cups of coffee, and we drank the whole thing. So by the time that I ended the stream, I had a huge headache and passed
out
on the couch.
That's like me in a match. That's like what I consume in a match.
It was bad. Yeah. What is the best coffee ever? I love hazelnut coffee. That is my favorite. Like, I am such a hazelnut girl. I think you say you like hazelnut too, right?
I love hazelnut.
Yeah.
But I will say this, all right? Did you dump your peanut butter out?
No, it's still here. I have another cup for the cookie.
I will say this. I'm a coffee connoisseur, but something I've learned recently, and I might get some heat for this, I don't know. But freshly brewed, and I'm saying like freshly brewed 7-Eleven coffee.
Yeah. It's good. They got good coffee.
So good.
Even McDonald's has good coffee. Whatever it is, like
oh, and you know what? I actually love Gregory's coffee. He kind of has a logo that looks like me,
mm-hmm.
So I might have to call my lawyers about it. But pretty good coffee, very good coffee.
Yeah, we should do. That should be like your merch. We should have a logo, done for you, and then
Greg
get, like
just says Gregory's coffee.
No, Phil's cardigan. I have a logo, and then like put it, and then you can sell it as merch.
I'll be honest with you. I tried to actually produce a coffee line last year.
Mm-hmm.
Fell through.
Oh, who wants to do that for Phil? I think that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Yes, it did.
Okay, this does not smell like anything.
Oh, you brewed yours already?
Yeah, I brewed it.
Oh,
okay, I wait
hold
for
on.
You.
I saw,
take
I'm
your
still
time.
Sipping on the peanut butter. Hold on.
I still have the peanut butter, but... Let's see. Rob says the vanilla cold brew from 7-Eleven is fantastic, but I think it's because there's 4 pounds of sugar in it.
100%.
Mike says I always love fresh brewed. Oh, I love Folgers. Folgers is great.
Oh, Folgers in your cup is phenomenal.
Hell yeah. Nail says, give me all the film merch. Yes. I still got to give you your mug. I haven't seen you. I know I didn't come to the last show. So,
oh, yeah.
I still have it. It's in the closet. I have it for you. So, but that'd be kind of cool. I still think, like, you know, when you see it, then you tell me what you think of it. But I think it would be kind of cool to do the iced coffee cups, like the glass ones. Like, hold on. I'll get it.
That's being duff. Who's a good boy? I was trying to get the dog's attention. It didn't work.
So I made this, like, when I started making merch or whatever.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah. So you can kind of, like, see. It's all glittery and stuff. And then they have rhinestones. So I made this for me. But so just forget the rhinestones or whatever. It's just, like, the glass.
Yeah.
That I was kind of, like, talking about. So I think maybe this might be, like, a cool merch idea for you. Like, to put, like, a logo, one of your logos on it. And even if it's, like, you know, you could do rhinestone for the girls.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's great.
So it's very, like, shiny, like this one. But I've made, like, a whole bunch of these cups for people or whatever. Or they've got snow globe ones, too. I make those, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that might be something. I think people be really... Conrad's in the chat. Everything Pro Wrestling. Go give him some love. He's got you covered in AEW, WWE. He's got the WWE games and all that shit. He gets those exclusives. Go give him some love. Nail says, I'll take a Phil one. See? Conrad says, merch equals money.
You know what else equals money? Not these things.
All right. Did you brew yours?
Ready? Mine's brewed. Mine's
okay,
good.
Okay, so clinky.
Clinky. Ended on a good note. Oh! Gosh, darn it.
What happened?
I burnt my tongue.
Oh, God, I can't. Oh, man.
I forgot what it tasted like. It hurt so bad. Hold on.
You didn't blow on it.
No, I didn't. I got lost in the merch ideas. Hold on.
Mike says, bring merch to the Super Show. Nell says, put Phil's name on anything and I'll buy it.
Nails is the best. This tastes like not even soup water, just water.
Yeah.
Like,
nothing.
I'm actually maybe, is it my Keurig? I don't know.
No, it's not, because the peanut butter one actually has, like, a taste. But it's true, though, in the other sense, too, that it's, like, it's K-Cups, right? So I feel like you're losing taste on K-Cups than actually, like...
I'm sad.
I'm dead. Oh, so my sad. God. All right, Conrad says, all right, my question is, if we're eating a donut with coffee, who dunks it? Ooh.
That's a great question. It depends on the donut, I feel like.
Yes.
Like, I'm not going to... Like, what? I'll dunk a double chocolate glazed donut.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, a vanilla donut, that's weird, I feel like. I don't know.
I like French crullers. Like, I feel like a French cruller is meant to be dunked.
I have actually no idea what that is.
Dunkin' Donuts, it's just like I don't know, like, there's nothing to it. It's just like
it's not from France.
No. You gotta go to France. Okay. We're taking a trip.
I'm thinking of that guy Freddy Krueger.
I feel like that. Well, you've been to Canada, right?
No.
Okay, so actually Nomi was just up in Canada and I told her and anybody who's been following me for a long time knows that I'm obsessed with Coffee Crisp. So,
we talked about this.
Yes. Yeah. So I told Nomi, because I know that she was wrestling in Canada a couple weeks ago, and I was like, you have to get Coffee Crisp. So, like, I made sure, like, I tweeted at her and stuff, and then she messaged me and she's like, oh my God, they're bomb. So it's just like, it's a chocolate bar, but you can dunk it into coffee, you know?
You know what I love? Actually, now that I think about it, I love dunking in my coffee. Oh my God, I should know this because I'm Italian. The, what's those little, like, chocolate sticks They're like swirls.
Oh, oh my God. I know what you're talking about, and I just went like...
They got the chocolate in the middle.
Yeah.
It's like an ice cream... My Italian heritage is going to kill me.
Rob says, I told you Stop and Shop has Coffee Crisp in the English section. I want to see them because, like, I don't see them. Maybe it's
really
the one that you're, like, that you're, maybe your Stop and Shop has it, but, like, I've never seen it here. Like, I always ask that, I always have to ask one of my Canadian friends to bring me Coffee Crisp, which reminds me, I have to message McCray Martin because I'm going to see him Friday. So I want some Coffee Crisp. He always brings me a bag.
Coffee Crisp.
Hell yeah. So, yum. So bring me some McCray. I love you.
So, speaking of, I have to message Ethan Page and be like, hey,
bring me some coffee, Chris.
How are you? Not even that. Just, hey, how's it going? Do you know me?
I'm here for it. Well, I'm back to the peanut butter cup.
No, this is black and white.
Oh, I can't. I can't even drink
it. Oh, you're still drinking the peanut. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I still had it. So I just like, nope. That's kind of sad.
I'm sad.
No, the peanut butter one was good. It actually tastes.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to that place. Mm-hmm. We're going to get all the coffee, and I'm going to get them to have espresso in my coffee, and then I'll go nuts in the coffee shop. Just give everybody choke slams. That'll be the stream. And then we'll get arrested and kicked out.
No. No.
Oh.
Do we have a lawyer friend? No. We have
I know
CPA.
Smart Mark. Yeah.
But
that's about it.
That's not going to help us out here. Let me see this more. Oh, you did? I don't remember. I feel bad now. Okay, let's see. Nelson, if we see them, we'll bring them to the anniversary show. Slide in those DMs. All right. Yeah, I'm going to come. I gotta get a ticket
Can't
for
wait.
The Creative Pro show. So.
Me too.
And then I told Nomi that if she wins the belt, I get the first podcast after. So, yeah. And so we'll see what happens with that. So this is going to be a good show. I'm excited for that show. And we got Cap TV's coming up. So I'm waiting for that post to go out. So I'll probably be there Sunday. But we won't see Phil. I feel like I always, like, miss Phil now.
I know. Our paths are, like...
I'm all over the place. I feel bad because it's, like, everybody. Like, people have messaged me. Am I going to see you here? Like, no. I'm all over. That's the thing about supporting wrestling all over the place. It's, like, you're trying to support everybody. It's hard because it's like there's a million freaking shows on the same day, but everybody sees me like with the multi-screen TVs and shit like that supporting everybody. It's crazy.
There's K-cups all over my floor. I don't know
Well,
how
I told
happened.
You what to do. Get Sweeper.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, but then I feel like he's going to want to wrestle, and it's too early for that.
Oh, Sierra says we got to call Mark Sterling. Yes.
Yeah.
There we go. So if we have like... You know, if, Phil gets
you know, if
in
I get
trouble.
Arrested doing, I'm not saying I'm going to if law enforcement is watching this, but it, you know, because if I have too much coffee, then I get a little crazy, as you guys might know. But like, if things happen, you know, I feel like Smart Mark will be like, yeah, just throw him in jail. You know.
So what if we establish this podcast? Phil's wrestling the broom. throwing.
If he keeps talking his crap, we're gonna have a match. So.
We know that the rest of this box is probably going to taste like ass.
Not probably.
Is going
it's,
to taste
I'm gonna,
like
I'll
ass.
I'll put my any money on it.
Conrad put a bunch of police cars in the chat. Zach says literally just this week and next weekend is so low. It's crazy. There's so much wrestling. I can't keep up. It's hard. May 25th in particular is going to be crazy in indie wrestling. It is. There's so much wrestling all over the freaking place. Isn't, I think, Rad Pro, right? There's so much. Like.
Well, you know what May 30th is.
What is May 30th?
It's my birthday.
The what? Your birthday?
It's my birthday.
Happy birthday. It's early.
I'm going to be a whopping 46.
What do you, what do you want for your birthday?
I want this coffee to taste good. I want Two Rivers to contact me immediately.
Two Rivers, what are you doing with our lives here? We're trying to have a good podcast, and you're making it very difficult for us to have like a really good podcast.
I want Campbell's Soup to go against Two Rivers to see who has better soup. That's what I want.
Put it in a K-cup.
Yeah.
Well, we maybe we'll have some Phil glasses.
Ooh.
Coming up, we'll see. We'll talk pretty much.
You know. Well, my people will call your people, who will call Smart Mark Sterling.
There you go. That's it. Any other questions into the chat? Because I think we're gonna come to our ending. I mean, we still got a whole bunch of people in the chat, like watching us. There's like almost 40 people.
Let's keep it going.
Okay, there's almost 40 people into the chat. You guys got any questions for me or Phil? We're hanging out. You know, should we dare to try another coffee?
Oh God.
He's like, I'm fucking done. He's like, I don't want to try. We're Stan Styles. He should feel. So did you enjoy WrestleMania? Did you like watch it and all that stuff?
I loved WrestleMania.
It was good. I don't even watch like WWE anymore. And like, I put it on, and Cody finished the story.
He most certainly finished the story.
He finished the story. So, actually, it was kind of good for someone who hasn't watched WWE in for so many years. I thought it was pretty good.
You know what? I feel like this is how I feel. I feel like wrestling in general is moving towards a new era.
Yeah.
You know? And I, like, people call it the Paul Levesque era, which I think is amazing because he's doing such a great job. But I call it the Phil Corrigan. That's all I'm going to say about it.
I like that. Put that shit on a sticker.
Yeah.
Smack it around on people. I can see you like walking around at the Cap 10 anniversary just like smacking people with the sticker. The Phil era. The Phil Cardigan era. I'm here for that.
And if I get arrested, I'll call Smart Mark.
No, no getting arrested. Cream straight to the mouth. We've gone off the rails. Well, it's better than booze, right? Like.
Are we doing that? Oh, okay. That's after dark. Who's got some questions? Let me get some
questions. Yeah, Sierra says, what is Phil's beef with Broom Willis?
Demi Moore. No. Keeps going on social media, typing all this crap, and he's got his own scandal going on, you know? The great broom scandal of 24. So, you know, he's trying to say he's more buff than me also. You know, I think I could be. I think I could take on a broom, to be honest.
What else we got here? So we have a soup episode. What's the best soup? Ooh. See, I'm either pasta fagioli soup girl or tomato soup.
I like the beef stroganoff.
Ooh, yum.
I think I do. I haven't had soup in a really long time. Except for these.
Mike says, the cardigan era has begun. I'm telling you, that needs to be a graphic.
I think so.
I think it'd be fun.
I'm a Phil Cardigan guy is another one. I think the cardigan, the Paul of... yeah. Well, I'm not Paul Levesque, so I'm trying to do a funny play on words there. I'll think of something later. Yeah, cardigan era. You know, if you're a Carter fan, you know where I'm going.
There you go.
So,
grilled cheese and tomato soup. There you go. Definitely.
You know, I just tried that for the first time 2 months ago in my entire life, and I missed out big time.
See?
Big time.
Rob says, imagine if you did the soup tasting podcast and they all tasted like coffee.
Yeah, the flavors got mixed up and they ended up tasting like maple syrup.
Who's fucking with this podcast? Mike says, coffee and cardigan. There you go.
Love it.
Conrad says, the cardigan boss.
The cardigan boss.
There you go.
The final cardigan. I like it.
Laura says, have you guys found a coffee that's good black? I'm not really like a, you know, black kind of coffee girl, you know, like.
I am.
I like to put shit in it because I'm a weirdo.
I'm telling you. Well, I like drinking the Starbucks like cold brew blends,
mm-hmm.
dark. But I'm telling you right now, fresh 7-Eleven like Brazilian blend.
Mm-hmm.
Dark, black, I mean. Unbelievable.
There you go. Nail says, if you do a cardigan era shirt in the style of Taylor Swift, Rob will rock that shirt.
Really?
5%.
If I get one more person than Rob, you know what? I'll do it for Rob.
Do it for Rob.
I'll do it for Rob.
Do it for Rob. Mike says, Cardigan, finish the coffee. Finish the coffee. Will you finish the story, Phil? Will you finish all the cake?
I have to finish the coffee. That's my story.
That would be the thing.
I have to finish the coffee.
Finish the coffee.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Finish the coffee.
I can't think of my own merch. This is fantastic.
This is why he likes coming on this podcast.
This is great.
We just throw it all over there. All the fans
Oh, my God. That's so good. I'm gonna do that as soon as we get off the call. This is great.
Oh, my God. Nail says, yes, Mike. Rob... Grady's Cold Brew and Dancing Bear Cold Brew are both excellent black. Ooh, maybe we should, like, write these down and, like, find them and, like, try them. I still want to try that IHOP one.
Somebody make... Which one?
The IHOP one. The chocolate chip pancakes. We don't have it. It's in its own thing.
Oh. Can somebody seriously make me a logo that says, I have to finish the coffee? That would make me very, very happy.
Who's a logo person? Like, I can't do it. I suck. But, like, there's a bunch of people, but, you know... graphic artists out there, but I think that would be like kind of fun, whether you do stickers or now I'm doing buttons, so like we can do like buttons too, like I did Dante's logo, so
oh
yeah, well now you kind of can't.
Is that a Bolognese Boys logo?
Oh, we should do that. Oh, you can't see it because it's like,
oh, I like that.
It's like glittery, but it's the lighting.
That's cool. I like that.
Ooh. Yeah, so somebody asked me to start doing buttons, so now I can do buttons. So if anybody wants, but yeah, I did, yeah, you can't see it. It's got like a bunch of stars. I hate that. I can't.
I can see it. I saw for, there you go.
But there, yeah, you can't see like the lighting's not the best in here.
But I, for it. DITB.
DITB?
Is that what it says?
Yeah, DITB. Draco is back.
Oh, I actually didn't know what that meant for a second. Don't tell Dante I said that.
What did you let's see. Nail says, I do love the you don't need it chance when your coffee is stolen, though. And she said, put Phil's name on it and I will give you money.
Aw.
See? So we have to, like, make her a actual glass.
We got to make her a glass. We got to make Rob a Taylor Swift shirt for me.
I think these would go because I think, like, people would actually, you know, drink coffee.
Well, I just sold out of all my actual physical mugs, so I think the next step is...
We could do something like that.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of
100%.
Fun. 100%. Yeah. Would you guys, like, buy this from Phil? Like not this particular one, because this one says Queen of Caffeine.
Yeah, right.
But
would
it's
you
like
buy
we
it?
Do... If, you know, we put some particular logo of Phil's on a glass...
Huh? Would
you
buy it?
Do you think people buy it?
Would anybody buy it?
Conrad says Bolognese Boys sounds like a heel tag team. Yes. Where's Dante?
Exactly what it is.
Tag Dante.
Exactly what it is.
Where is Dante? Dante's probably like tired as shit because he went up to Excite today. So he went from Massachusetts back to Long Island back upstate. Boy's crazy.
Loves the grind.
Yes, gotta make the grind. Dale said she would. Sierra said I would possibly. So, yeah, she said, Nail says, I have the mug, so I love the tumbler. I can do, like, the snow globe. I'll talk to Phil after the pod. So,
yeah, our people will call
we'll
your
figure,
people.
Yeah, we'll figure that out for you guys. But
our people will call your people, call Sierra's people, and call back to my people.
We could then have, like, matching ones with, like, even Kip or something like that, you know? That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we got to do, we got to have, like, one with Kip on here.
Yeah, I think Kip needs to be on it.
Kip definitely needs to like join us for a coffee drinking, so we'll get some, you know, like I said, maybe we'll invite him to the store or whatever like that.
But well, we might end up fighting. I feel like it's
yeah, no
like
fighting. So we'll need to bring a referee. Dante or CPA will be the special ref.
And we'll put the coffee championship on the line.
We need to make a coffee belt now. I'm going to print one with my Cricut over here. Like I'm gonna
print. Do it.
It's going to be a paper one.
Paper. We'll see who the real paper champion is.
I'm dead. Well, you know what? Since we're not using my chokeslam championship, we'll just cover it with a sticker.
Hey,
and we'll make
right.
it the coffee championship, pretty much. Yeah. You know, since...
You can do it like the NWO and just write, like, coffee.
Yeah, we'll just, like, put some duct tape on that shit and just,
yeah.
like...
Yeah. Nail it says, has to be coffee stain, though.
Yeah, you know that, definitely. Right? Nail says, give Kip the soup coffee. Here, Kip. This is for you.
We'll tell Kip that this
is the this story best we know is, coffee ever, and he needs to finish the story.
He needs to finish the coffee, right?
Oh, my God. Well, I guess that's where we should end. That was a good time, you know. Thank you, everybody who's, like, hanging out into the chat. I know there's still, like, over 35 people, like, hanging out with us on this Sunday morning. So, what do you got?
I appreciate all of you.
Yeah. What do you have coming up? Anything besides the anniversary show?
I have the anniversary show. I have some things in the works. So follow me on Twitter, Phil Cardigan. Follow me on Instagram with the same name. And then check out my YouTube channel, Philip Cardigan. Yeah. And I'm working on some cool stuff for everybody.
Ooh,
so,
like that. So definitely give him some love. Again, make sure you're following Indie Wrestling Corner as well. I'll be back. I'll have an upload the end of the week. I'll be at BST on Friday. So I'll have a bunch of backstage interviews. There's a new champion being crowned at BST this Friday, either Landon Hale or Joseph A-Game. So make sure you're following that. They're on IWTV, but that won't be up till probably the following week on IWTV. It's not live, but I'll have all the backstage interviews for you guys. And next week I have Alex Rojas on, who owns Test of Strength and Legacy is Timeless. So make sure you're subscribed to check out all that fun stuff. So thank you guys again. The cream always rises to the top. Seriously.
Not this one.
I'm dead.
This one right back down to the bottom.
Duffy says goodbye. You can see him here. So thanks, guys. You have a wonderful Sunday. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Hey, how are you? Thanks.